The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Good morning, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Thursday, January 17th, 2019. This is the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, online at WTK.com. So we have a lot to get to on the show. We're going to have an early recruiting roundup for you. We mentioned this on the show yesterday. We are going to have an early recruiting roundup. We're going to have that coming up at 7:05. And we are going to then have Bev Plocky in studio for the remainder from 7:25 to 8 o'clock. She will be in studio for the remainder of the 7 o'clock hour talking about the week that was in Michigan women's gymnastics, and obviously a unique week in Michigan women's gymnastics. So we'll talk to Bev Plocky about that in studio from 7:25 to 8 o'clock. But first, the recruiting roundup earlier than normal at 7:05 this morning. We will have the top dog of the week at 8:05. We will have the MGO blog roundtable in studio for the 9 o'clock hour here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket. So a few pieces of news from yesterday before we get to the results from last night and then start moving forward. The first piece of news is that Sean Nua is expected to be the new defensive line coach for the Michigan Wolverines. Has not been officially announced yet, but Nua, who played football at BYU, played for the Pittsburgh Steelers on the defensive line for a few years from 2005 to 2007. A native of Pago Pago in American Samoa, who went to, as I mentioned, he went to BYU. He has also coached at BYU. He is leaving Arizona State after 1 year to be the new defensive line coach here for the Wolverines. So he was at Arizona State in 2008. He was a defensive line coach for Navy from 2012 to 2017. He was a GA at his alma mater, BYU, in 2010 and 2011. And he started his coaching career as an intern in 2009 for BYU. So he's now going to bring his talents as a defensive line coach to the Wolverines. And looking forward to seeing what he has to offer, a younger coach that, a little different dynamic at that position than we've seen, obviously, in the last few years, the last 4 years with Greg Madison taking that job. So we'll get more of a report on this, and we'll learn more about him over these next few weeks, as Sean Newell will be a guy that I'll have a chance to catch up with on the Attacking State podcast as we try to catch up with the new coaches as they get hired for the Maize and Blue. He actually was on the Pittsburgh Steelers when they played in Super Bowl 40 here in Detroit for when they won that Super Bowl championship back a few years ago. So that is going to be the latest and probably at least for now the last hire for the Maize and Blue, the 10th assistant coach on the defensive assistant, and then they'll shake out the coaching responsibilities and make those full announcements coming up in the near future. And we'll talk about that throughout the morning here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, online at WTK.com. But that was not the only piece of coaching news locally of interest that was either reported or announced yesterday. And we are now going to see the Detroit Lions have made a decision. They have a new offensive coordinator, and his name is Daryl Bevel. Bevel has a long history in the NFL, and most recently was at Seattle with the Seahawks, the offensive coordinator there from 2011 to 2017. So he helped guide them to the Super Bowl. He won. He was a Super Bowl champion there, obviously with the with Seattle under Pete Carroll with Russell Wilson in beast mode, and actually he coached Golden Tate when Golden Tate was a Super Bowl champion for the Seattle Seahawks. And Bevel sat out last year, did not coach, and he is now back in coaching as the OC for the Detroit Lions. He was the OC in Seattle 2011 to 2017. He was the OC in Minnesota 2006 to 2010. So he was an OC in the NFL from 06 to 17. So a lot of experience, obviously, as a coordinator, and a lot of experience in the NFC North, because he was with the Vikings 06 to 2010. He was the assistant quarterbacks coach the Packers 2000 to 2002, and then he was the Packers quarterback coach from 2003 to 2005. Prior to that, he was in college. He was a wide receivers coach at Connecticut in 98 and 99. He was a grad assistant at Iowa State in 1997. He was the passing game coordinator and quarterbacks coach at Westmar in 1996, which is where he got his coach started. It's a small private liberal arts college in Lamar's, Iowa. That actually closed in 1997. So he might have actually been one of the last football coaches at Westmar before that school closed. But of course, you also know that Darrell Bevell went to and played football at Wisconsin. He is from Chaparral High School in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's a familiar name, as Michigan's had some players from out of there, and they've put some players in college into the pros as well. And so Darrell Bevell is the new offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. Bevell was the starting quarterback at Wisconsin in 92. In 93, he led them to their 10-1-1 record and their 21-16 win over UCLA in the 1994 Rose Bowl. You remember seeing him play in those games. And then obviously, and he coached, was a quarterback the next year as well at Wisconsin before wrapping up his season in 1995. It was the Hall of Fame game, and a win over Duke was his last game as a college football player. So Darrell Bevell is a new OC for the Detroit Lions. So new D-line coach at Michigan, new OC for the Detroit Lions. And both of those either reported or announced yesterday. And we'll get full further information throughout the day today. And again, things that we will discuss here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket online at WTKA.com. And one other piece of news yesterday that came out, and this was the coolest piece of news that I saw yesterday, maybe one of the coolest pieces of news that I've seen in a while, because the NCAA actually got something right. I know. Stop the presses. Hold on. That's right. The NCAA actually got something right. And what did they get right? They got right who they are awarding the 2019 NCAA President's Pat Summitt Award, who they are giving it to this year, who has earned it. Excuse me. And that is Percy Bates. It's a guy that we've talked about here on the show a long time, and now retired University of Michigan professor, a longtime faculty athletics representative with the NCAA for U of M. He worked here for 52 years. He earned his PhD in education psychology in 1968, and he never left. He served as the faculty athletics representative, which is really where this is award's coming from, for 22 years. The quote from Mark Emmert: Dr. Bates is an exemplary educator who spent his career serving diverse student populations, including student athletes. His lifelong dedication to issues of equity in education has had a direct impact on students of all ages and backgrounds. I thank him for his tireless efforts to provide opportunities for young people to succeed in life. It is a very well-deserved award for a guy who, first of all, he is a terrific guy. Percy is a great guy. Had a chance to golf with him in Debbie Williams' golf outing a few years ago. So, you know, you golf with someone, you get locked in there for, what, about 5 hours, and you hang out, and you have real conversations. You ride in a golf cart together. You're going to have these kind of conversations. And he is a terrific guy. So let's start there. And then I remember riding in the cart with him and having a conversation, and he used to joke with he was joking with me. Well, he was – we were getting a laugh out of it, but he was telling the truth. He would go, you know, as the faculty representative at the NCAA, he would go to these meetings. Then it was in Kansas. Now, obviously, they're in Indianapolis, but then they were in Kansas, and he used to go to these meetings, and he'd come back, and there'd be new rules being instituted, and Bo wouldn't like them. And Bo would say, they're getting it wrong down there in Kansas. And Percy would remind him that the NCAA enforces the rules that are created by the member institutions. And that's still the case. Now, leadership has taken on more authority in the NCAA. Emmert, obviously there's a lot of things going on. And so, he has big status, and we talk about him here on the show. But the fact is, the rules that are enacted by the member institutions. The NCAA as an organizing body does not singularly, handedly make rules. The rules that are created by the member institution. So when you want to have – that's why when you want to have rules changed, it takes – and now in football with the separation, there's a little bit of a difference in the governance, but you have to go through all the member institutions and have votes. And you have all these opposite and basically fighting stances as far as what their needs, wants, or what is best for different schools. Because you're talking about U of M versus EMU versus Arkansas State, and everything's a little bit different for each school. So, but as far as what the NCAA does and enforcement and that kind of thing, and even as the member institutions making the rules, they don't seem to get a whole lot of things right. This one, they got right. Percy has had an outstanding career, and he is very well deserved of the award. In the press release, he gives a quote. He says, "I always believed that my goal in life was to help individuals and students grow and to learn and learn to the best of their abilities. I was especially drawn to student athletes because they carried the additional load of being a student as well as an athlete. As I look over my total career, working with student athletes allowed me to fulfill my dream to make a difference in the world and their dreams to become good citizens and productive members of society." So a terrific guy, very well deserved. We were talking about this actually in the building here yesterday because there's a few of us through different paths that we know Percy, and all just think of him just a terrific, terrific guy. And well-deserved of the award, and he will receive, as the winner of the President's Award from the NCAA, he will get a $10,000 honorarium to donate to the organization of his choice that combats or researches neurological diseases of the brain, and he plans to donate his to the Parkinson's Foundation, and a very great cause there that he is donating his honorarium to for winning the award. So congratulations, a shout-out to Percy Bates, a very well-deserved honor. He is going to accept the award January 24th, so 1 week from today, he is going to accept the award at the NCAA convention down in Orlando, Florida. So congratulations to Percy, a terrific, terrific, terrific guy. I don't think we can state that enough. He is a terrific, terrific guy and very well-deserved. So there you have it. New D-line coach coming in for the Wolverines in Sean Nua. New offensive coordinator coming in for the Detroit Lions in Daryl Bevel. And Percy Bates being named the 2019 NCAA President's Pat Summit Award winner. And he will get that award. He will accept that award next week, 1 week from today, January 24th, down at the NCAA convention in Orlando, Florida. The three biggest pieces of news here locally for U of M and in Southeast Michigan. But there's obviously news from East Lansing. Have to discuss that. And there is also a college basketball to report on from last night and to preview for tonight. So we'll get to that coming up next here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.